The ex-Mormon subreddit for this post. Back in my home country in Eastern Europe, a friend of mine was called to serve a mission in Western Europe. His MTC date was set for June, but before leaving, he decided to take the entrance exam for medical school. He didn't expect to pass, he just wanted some practice for when he would return from his mission. While he was at the MTC, he got surprising news from his parents. He had actually been accepted to medical school with a very good score. Being a recent convert, got baptized in March last year, he thought maybe he could serve just a few months instead of the full 2 years, then return home in time for the academic year. To secure his place, his parents paid half of the first year tuition, about 4,500 euros. He didn't tell the MTC president about his plans. When he arrived in his mission area, the office elders immediately took his passport, claiming it was necessary for his visa. As a European citizen, he didn't need a visa to live in another EU country. During his first interview with the mission president, he mentioned that he planned to return for school at the end of September. The mission president apparently thought this was a joke. About a month into his mission, he realized it wasn't for him. The conditions were harsh, with barely enough money to live, expectations to work while sick, and strict rules. He called the mission president and asked to be released. The mission office was furious. They placed him in a trio with the zone leaders, refused to return his passport, and told him to pray and repent because it was a trial. Fortunately, in Europe, national ID cards can serve the same purpose as passports. His parents bought him a plane ticket. Early one morning, he packed a carry-on and left. The zone leaders tried to stop him, but he threatened to call the police if they didn't step aside. At the airport, the mission president met him. Instead of trying to persuade him to stay, he threatened disciplinary action. My friend calmly told him that if he didn't return his passport, he would report him to the authorities. The mission president finally handed it over, pleading with him to reconsider. His last words to my friend were, "Do you have any idea how much harm you caused to my mission?" This is every mission president's nightmare. Probably he was expecting some GA calling, and having missionaries running away doesn't look good. But keep in mind, mission presidents live in mansions while missionaries live in cockroach-infested flats. Now my friend is preparing to start his medical degree. He has been invited to meet with the local mission president several times and, according to the last updates, was dishonorably released from his mission. Last I heard, he left the church entirely. We need more young people like him, willing to make their own informed decisions and stand up for themselves, even in situations of intense pressure. Also, his mission president got a reality check. Outside church, he has zero authority. I love this story, and I hate it. Whenever I say that mission presidents confiscate passports and lock them up in the mission office, I get pushback. This does not happen in every mission, but it happens in many, and it makes it difficult for missionaries to leave if they so choose. It is also a form of human trafficking. Document servitude, defined under federal law, involves confiscating or destroying immigration or identity documents to compel a person's labor. It is a severe form of human trafficking. Governed by statute, the primary law is 18 U.S.C. 1592, part of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. This statute makes it illegal to knowingly destroy, conceal, remove, or confiscate documents to facilitate forced labor or other trafficking crimes. The part of the story that I love was where the missionary stood up for himself and left when he wanted to. I think this is rare, and it is absolutely something that I never would have done. I was so indoctrinated that I believed male leaders knew what was best for me better than I did.